It's a quick review. Say through machlokas. Tanakama says that that basically Isser Vasa Rachal applies to Behemachayinov. Because he says he learns out from Nevela. So Nevela says that anything which is included in Nevela is included in Isser Vasa Rachalov, which means that certain animals, the Torah had a restriction on the method of preparation, both in killing it and in cooking it. Okay, so it can't be cooked with Chalov. So therefore it's going to be all those animals, and that's it, period. But Rabbi Yitzchak said no, that b'chalev imo teaches you that only that which has chalav aim. So he said, what's the idea? So he said that see, chalav and basar are not just two substances which Torah answered. But he holds that they're really, that certain animals have two products, basar and chalav. And what the Torah is saying is that when it's answering basar and chalav, it's not the substance of basar, but it's basar and chalav are like two parts of a whole. And it's answering the basar, which has a relationship with, intrinsic relationship with chalav. The Torah is saying, don't mix those two products. Don't mix basar and chalav. What's basar? Basar is that which has a counterpart, chalav. And chalav is that which has a counterpart, basar. So therefore, if you have a chicken whose basar has absolutely nothing to do with chalav, because there is no chalav in chickens, so therefore that's not the object of this. Or this is only basar, which in particular has a relationship with chalav. And they're saying don't actualize that relationship. Don't mix those two products. But right, so that was basically. But we said Tanakama would argue to that. It could be he agrees in concept that basar and chalav is because basar and chalav have a relationship, but he also doesn't have to express itself in the particular. Okay, it's not, basar is chosen because basar has a relationship with chalav, and therefore those two objects are related. But the particular type of basar, which is asar, doesn't necessarily mean only basar which manifests that relationship. It's any basar, whatever basar the Torah wants to restrict. So Nevela tells you the category. But it doesn't have to, in particular, the particular basar doesn't have the relationship to chalav. It's just the category of basar as a whole has a relationship with chalav. Okay, so the question was, and then you have Shita Rabbi Akiva, which we didn't do yet. Shita Rabbi Akiva says, no, gedi, gedi, gedi. So let's look at the B'chalev Ma three times. So the three mutim, one's Mimayit, first is Mimayit Oph, then it's Mimayit Chaya, then it's Mimayit Behemet Meya. Right? Behemet Meya. So we wanted to know, what's Shita Rabbi Akiva? First question we threw out is Rabbi Akiva following, could we put him in a similar ballpark? As in, so far as the relationship of Chalav and Basar somehow, does he belong in that discussion? Or because it seems that's what we did so far with Tanakama and Segwili. I mean, or do you say no? Is that he has a completely different limud and he has absolutely nothing to do with this whole thing? He doesn't hold with that. And he's learning a different thing, a completely different meter. He said the Pshat on the one hand seems to indicate in order it's a completely different thing because he doesn't have to mention Mechalev Imo. But conceptually, it would be nicer, it would seem, if you could unify everything, you know? So we weren't sure, really, which way to go on that. But that's our question. Could we give a svara for what's his concept? I mean, very nice you have these mutim, and a lot of different things you do in mutim. Different sheet does different things with the gedis. But what concept do you end up walking away with, Rabbi Akiva, besides for the fact that they're just a bunch of mutim? Okay, how does he have a different take on things, or whatever?